more. Baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth.
Yeah, welcome back. This is George Butler.
I'm Charlotte Littlefield. George, we haven't plugged our website.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give us a plug, will you, Charlotte?
All right, everybody. It's www.thesecrettruth.com.
Don't tell anybody now.
Secret.
It's a secret truth.
We got an awesome scientist on tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Scott,
I appreciate
are you with
that.
All right. Okay. Well, Scott, we were starting down the road. I think you were about to mention Eugene Malov.
Oh, Eugene Malov, sure.
Malov, yeah. Why don't you inform our listeners a little bit about what happened in his life and where we're at today.
Gene Malov was the chief science writer at MIT at the time of the cold fusion controversy when it broke. Now, he had written some stuff for John Wiley prior to that, and he immediately realized there was something going on, and they gave him a book contract at that point. And he wrote a book, a great book, called Fire for Mice, Searching for the Truth Behind the Cold Fusion Cure. It's dated now because a lot has happened since. But Gene was very persistent, and he uncovered fraud at MIT. It was not major fraud. It was bad science, basically. People had actually found excess heat. They'd found that they were getting more heat out than in. They didn't realize that what they were looking for was not a colder version of conventional fusion. In conventional fusion, you know, you have these high-energy particles coming off. You either have helium-3 and a neutron coming off, or tritium and a proton coming off. And they have clear-cut signatures. And now in the actual reaction, you get helium-4 and nothing else. And
that was part of the controversy. People said, well, if you really had that, you'd be dead.
Yeah, where were the neutrons?
Right,
well,
right.
There aren't any neutrons. So the people at MIT were basically looking for that stuff, and they actually had evidence that they were getting out more energy than in when they were using heavy water in their cells, in their electrolytic cells. That is, when they run this battery backwards, they call that an electrolytic cell. Electrolysis refers to the process of splitting water into, any kind of molecule into particular pieces that are charged differently. So anyhow, they had evidence that they had seen heat when they used heavy water as opposed to regular water, and they moved the curves, and there was no justification for doing it. They just said it was a calibration change, and they just were very vague about it. And Gene got annoyed about that. Gene was an incredibly idealistic person, a wonderful person in that respect, and he brought this all the way up to the attention of the head of MIT, and they just sort of, well, you know, it was a very controversial thing, and they didn't know what to do with it. And Gene resigned. And then he went off and he started a magazine.
Which you're now the editor of today.
There are three technical editors. Gene was the first editor, and he was basically technical editor of all the different areas. Gene was a bit of an iconoclast, so he got, you know, with time he got sort of annoyed at the fact that the physics establishment was ignoring what was going on, so he attacked various aspects of physics. So infinite energy has a variety of different parts to it. Now, the tragedy, of course, on May 14th, 2004, he was murdered. And that was a real tragedy.
A real blow.
Yeah. And it was like nobody knew exactly what happened. And actually, the way I became a technical editor is I simply eulogized him. Because he was a truly wonderful person. He, incredibly idealistic.
Right. So you picked up his work, with infinite-energy.com.
Right.
And that's where you're at today.
Right, right. And it's been a venue for, getting out new science. Some of it is, very unconventional. But the underlying, guideline for Infinite Energy magazine is if it's a sincere effort and is credible in the sense that it's not obviously wrong, we allow it to get published for the most part.
Okay.
Since I'm a conventional physicist, very often they'll throw the papers they want to get booted out to me, but no, I'm just kidding.
Does there tend to be a lot of jealousy and envy within the scientific community at times when there are new discoveries made like this?
Well, you know, it's a funny situation. I think most scientists just enjoy doing science. And, yeah, like, can be. You know, it's like, that's part of the reason the thing got sort of quashed at the beginning. People were afraid of it. But I think most people at this point are just looking at it. You know, they're beginning to realize something really was going on.
Yeah, and hasn't that work been picked up in other countries?
Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's there's a multi country effort actually that involves the United States and Italy and Israel, which is a very good project. And it's funded, you know, here, and it's funded in, you know, in Italy, and the Israeli group is a private company. So they have independent funding through the private sector, but the other two parts of it are funded by the government. DARPA is actually very active in funding some of this.
So you're thinking we really need to jump on this technology and try to do something with it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
As quickly. And you think we've been dragging our feet a little bit too much?
Oh, absolutely, sure. But it's understandable given the circumstances. It's been a very, very controversial area.
Right. And private investors have trouble committing? Is that what the problem is?
No. Well, look, I mean... there are some startups. There are independent efforts. The one that really did pay attention to is D2Fusion.com. And they have a holding company called Solar Energy Limited. And it's a penny stock. You know, it sells for like 60 cents a share. So it's sort of like, you know, you throw it in. But actually, I think they're very good.
Can you reach them off of the newenergytimes.com website?
Probably, but it's better just go to D2. That's D, the number 2, Fusion, FUSION.com.
Okay.
And the CEO is a guy named Russ George, and he's done a great job. I really recommend that company.
Yeah, D2Fusion.com. I see it right here. I have a printout of it.
Now, the thing I'd mention about the situation is that, you know, the government's been hesitant to admit work in the area because it's been so controversial, and it's obvious, you know.
And the competition, I'm sure, is tough.
Well, yeah.
Well, who's going to wind up with the patents on this?
Well, that's been a problem. Yeah. The Europeans have been issuing patents, but the patent office doesn't know what to do with it, really. So there have been some, I shouldn't say that, there have been some patents in the area. It's been difficult. It's been a difficult process because it is so controversial. It's very understandable. You know, it's just a funny situation because it's sort of like when the Wright brothers, flew. Even 7 years after they flew, newspapers were still saying that they hadn't succeeded.
Can private individuals actually construct some of these cells, you think?
There are projects at the newenergy.com or newenergytimes.com website. There's a for science students and teachers. And
yeah, well, there's actually, it's very interesting. There's a professor at Portland State University in Oregon who has had high school students.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's November 24th, 2006. Gold's at $628.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $649.33, $327.21 for half, and $163.60 for quarter ounce coins. That's $649.33, $327.21, and $163.60. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchedherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchedherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. This is Charlotte Littlefield with George Butler, and we have a distinguished scientist, Scott Tube, with us tonight.
Chubb.
Chubb, I'm sorry, Scott.
That's okay.
Okay. Before we go on, I wanted to let the listeners know that at newenergytimes.com, there is a free online magazine.
That's right. Very good.
That's published on the 10th of every month.
That's right. No, it's once every 3 months.
Oh, I apologize. Every 3 months, okay?
It's quarterly, right.
Okay. And, Scott, we have a caller we'd like to bring on the line.
Sure.
His name is Frank. Oh, we lost Frank. We lost him over the break. Sorry, Frank. You can go ahead and call back. He was a caller from Oklahoma.
I see. Pretty good. You get up to Oklahoma.
Yeah, we get them from all over the United States. I haven't had an out-of-country call yet, but...
You go down to Mexico?
I don't know.
Yes, we're all over the world on this broadcast. We do get...
Oh, yeah, of course, the Internet.
Yeah, the Internet, so...
But Texas, we're over the airways, as far as I understand it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Scott, we were talking about whether or not this information was available to lay people.
Well, or whether they could do it.
Right, in their basements.
Well, you know, it's a tough thing because it's a tough experiment to perform. But if you have the appropriate person there working with you and dedicated to it, it can happen. John Dash from Portland State University is the one who is shown that high school students can do it. And that's something that really has to happen. People have to be educated about who can do it and how. One of the things about the work at the Space Warfare Systems Center is that their procedure actually works all the time.
And quickly, right?
Is it the consistency of the heat output that was a problem in the past?
Well, part of the problem was just recognize. Yes, it's partly the consistency, just recognizing that you had it.
Okay.
Because the experiments are difficult experiments, or they were, in the conventional way that it was done by Pons and Fleshman. The key here is that in order to make the reaction occur, you have to get a large amount of deuterium into the metal. Now, you're running this battery backwards, and you have to do it just right. If the metal cracks, for example, you don't get it. What you have to have is, in palladium, palladium is the electrode that's used. It's the cathode. It's the thing that absorbs the deuterium, or the deuterons. And you have to get, basically, one deuteron for one palladium, or close to that amount. And that's a very hard thing to do at the temperatures where they've been doing the experiments. It's actually not so hard to do at very low temperature, and it's unfortunate that people started where they did, and it's because of practicality. They wanted to get the effect, and they wanted to do it the way Pons and Fleshman had done it. But it actually might be much easier to get the effect at extremely low temperature. Now, that's actually not practical, you know, so... And that's another reason people haven't explored it down there. But the basic point is it's a tough experiment in the Pons and Fleshman thing. Now, what's been done at the Space Warfare Systems Center in San Diego is a different kind of approach. Rather than trying to run a battery backwards where you put deuterium into the palladium, they do something else. They take a compound, a chemical that has palladium in it. They take palladium chloride. And then they take deuterium chloride. So these basically sort of salt-like structures, and they run current, and they also have D2O, that's heavy water, and they run a current through it. And what they do, what they're able to do, is they can deposit, and when they run electricity through it, the palladium and chlorine and palladium chloride break apart, and the chlorine goes to the anode. That's the positive part of where they run the current, and the palladium goes down to the negative part. And the same thing happens with the deuterium. And they create a process, they call it co-deposition, where they get palladium and deuterium coming down with this high loading. That is where you have one deuterium per palladium. Now, it's localized, and it's different than in the Pons and Fleshman thing. But because they do it the way they do it, they can do it very fast, and they can turn on the effect very rapidly. And so it's really a spectacular thing. Now, on top of that, because they can turn on the effect, and they have been able to since 1990, they studied it in great detail. And that's the thing that is really important. And it's in the latest, Charlotte, you were referring to the newsletter. The latest newsletter at newenergytimes.com talks about what they've done. Because they know how to do this thing, they discovered a way to actually create high-energy particles. Now, that was a big deal.
Right.
Because once you can create high-energy particles, then the nuclear physicists will believe it. There aren't many of them, but they can do it. And they can do it all the time. So they can turn on, you know, one of the problems was being able to turn on the effect. And then the second aspect of it that they can do now is also create high-energy particles.
Right. And in the past, it took days or hours for it to load.
Well, it's not just the loading. There seems to be another effect It is. The loading happens in a relatively short period of time, but there seems to be...
The building.
It's probably related to the size of the crystals. And it does. It seems to... It can even, in the initial stuff, it could even take weeks to find the excess heat effect. And that's part of the reason that a lot of people didn't believe it, because it was so difficult to produce the effect. Because you have.
But now they can turn it on.
Yeah,
on demand.
With the Spa War, right. The Space Warfare System Center can do that. Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you, Doctor, about how does this compete with hydrogen as a fuel that I think the automobile industry is pushing for hydrogen and fuel cells?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's basically the hydrogen thing is, it's kind of a storage thing. It's not really... revolutionary like this.
It's an energy delivery. It's not energy creation. Is that
right? That's right.
Yeah.
It's what you're talking about with hydrogen, though. People have talked about, here's the practical way they think about hydrogen. First off, I think part of the reason they got attracted to hydrogen is that, you know, there's a lot of hydrogen that's just sort of wasted when they, you know, create normal gasoline. So it's sort of a no-brainer to say, okay, economically we can recover some of the hydrogen, and we can think about that. Now, the other way they want to do it is you have to put in a fair amount of energy to dissociate hydrogen from regular water. And that's a lot of energy, really. You know, like things like gasoline and get the hydrogen out. That's one way, is the thing. Now, what they've talked about also is to use nuclear power, nuclear energy to create the hydrogen. But the basic point is that the hydrogen itself is just a medium. It's, it is, as Charlotte said, it's like a conversion. Now, there are good things to do with this. I mean, one point is that if you were to actually use just regular hydrogen, then you can sort of uniformly create engines to use it. And so it's almost like a currency. Right now, if you think about it, you got diesel, you got particular diesel engines, you got other engines and so forth. If you were just to use hydrogen, it's pretty trivial. You know?
Could you monopolize the hydrogen inventory more easily than what we're talking about on this low-energy nuclear reaction cells, or what?
Well, I think the point is that the hydrogen part of it is not the key to the low-energy nuclear reaction.
I see.
Two different things.
We'll be right.
They're two different things.
We'll be right back, Doctor.
Got that break.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. We have Dr. Scott Chubb tonight, a research physicist at the Naval Research Laboratories. And when we left a while ago, we were touching on this hydrogen as a fuel. And I think Charlotte's got a question for you, Doctor.
Sure.
Okay. Several weeks ago, George and I went down and saw the film Who Killed the Electric Car?
You know, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a must-see. I think if you Google it...
In Austin, it would be an axe in the front of the engine block. But we're a little rednecker over here sometimes.
I feel really bad because I could have seen it. I've heard it's very good.
Okay. Well, one of the director was Chris Payne, and I believe it was his idea. I saw him on a PBS documentary talking about his creation. And one of the things that he insinuated in the film was that, and they did it with a lot of research. There was background information. It wasn't just a wild accusation. But basically, he proposed that hydrogen was going to be, it's a means of prolonging the, you know, chemical system that we have, right? And that the whole thing about the hydrogen is that they want that as to continue to monopolize,
right?
Quite possible. Yeah, possible.
But you know, it just may fade.
The hydrogen?
Yeah, there are problems with it. The storage aspect of it is a serious problem.
The film implicated it's going to be decades until we get that. Yet they're holding it out there like a carrot, you know?
What are the other problems?
It might just be really a ruse. You know, these things happen. They come in fast.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. When I was a graduate student, I actually was at State University of New York at Stony Brook, but I really got my degree at Brookhaven National Laboratory. And that's where I actually learned about palladium hydride, which is palladium deuteride. I mean, palladium hydride, that's what's forming in these electrodes. You put deuterium into palladium, and you form these compounds. And they were doing it then, and I didn't know it at all at the time, but they were doing it then as a way of storing hydrogen. This is something that people don't really know much about. It puts me sort of in a unique position because I learned about it as a graduate student. It's a very odd thing about palladium. Palladium actually loves hydrogen. you can put hydrogen, you know, at room temperature. Palladium will soak up hydrogen to where you get the, like 0.4 of a hydrogen per palladium, just at room temperature and standard pressure. And if you change the temperature, it comes right out. You know, it's like
very dependable.
With deuterium, it'll do the same thing, and it's even more. It's 0.6 of a 0.6 of a hydrogen per palladium. You know, and it's like, and it'll just do that. And so I had a background in terms of storing hydrogen and palladium. Now the problem is that, and you know, so these basic chemical kinds of processes, the difficulty with palladium hydride is palladium is very, very heavy. And it turns out, you know, the cheapest way to store hydrogen, see, hydrogen is extremely flammable, you know, because if you, you know, get oxygen around it, that's rocket fuel.
Okay.
And so it's a real problem, you know. So you have to put it into a compound that, where you can store it. And so this is sort of compounding the problem of using hydrogen as a fuel.
Right. Yeah. I do not want to drive a car that could go boom.
Exactly. Well, you know, so there's
that Pinto thing back when I was a kid.
There are a bunch of technological problems associated with this.
Right.
But now, the novel thing, though, is you switch the hydrogen to deuterium, and then you do cold fusion. Well, there you go, right?
What I would like to see happen.
Well, you know, so it's a very, very sort of funny situation. And even in normal hydrogen, again, it's like with seawater. 1 part in 6,000 of it is deuterium. So if they were to, you know, so it's there. And that gets to another point. In the case of the low-energy nuclear reactions and, you know, the cold fusion kind of thing, they've been able to create the reactions not only in the way that Pons and Fleischmann created it initially, they've been able to take the deuterium gas and create the reactions. And, in fact, that's a much easier way to do it. It's much more controllable. The key, though, is to get the right kind of material. There's a guy in Japan named Yoshiaki Arata. He's another one who can sort of turn on the excess heat effect in on the manner.
Right,
there's a few people who can do this. Yoshiaki Arata can do it. Mitchell Schwartz, who works has a company called Jet Technology, he can do it also. And then there's the Spawar. The Spawar group can do it. So it's a nascent technology. Now it's being born now. It's getting to the point in order to make something work. The first step is being able to turn it on demand, and then the next thing is to sustain it and control it.
Right.
And so that'll be the next step. The interesting thing that Arata seems to have shown, and it is consistent with the Spawar thing, is small helps. Small crystals seem to help. Arata seems to have shown that if you have crystals that are, oh, gosh, they're about... 3/10 millionths of a.
Are we talking nano at this point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 30 nanometers. So, and that translates to sort of three 100 millionths of a meter.
Okay.
You know, so we're talking really small, but that seems to work.
Have some people had some success with beads, tiny?
Yeah, they did. It was a little controversial, but there's a guy named Patterson who. Well, that gets into another thing. You know, you sort of turn over a rock, and you start seeing other things. I mean, when you start thinking about the concept of actually creating room temperature nuclear reactions, you can ask. You know, involving deuterium and creating heat. You can ask, well, maybe can this deuterium combine with materials and change them? And there is some evidence of that. In fact, it's all low level, but there's a considerable amount of evidence of it.
Right. Wasn't it, though, taking a high quality and turning it into low quality?
Well, the thing that people are really interested in is taking things that are radioactive and making them non-radioactive.
Right. Wouldn't... Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about here might be called, you know, sort of modern-day transmutation. But going on what in the old days they would call alchemy.
Alchemy, right. Well, weren't the substances left behind stuff like copper and, I mean, these were low, you know.
Well, let's take lead and turn it into gold.
That's essentially what taking a $359.
You could do it, but, yeah. You know, but it's, you know.
Doctor, can we do that with technology?
Well, in fact, that got a professor, John Bachrus, from Texas A&M University, into big trouble.
Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah.
That's welcome for us. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
That's just 100 miles away.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, gentlemen, let me go ahead
and they beat us yesterday, too.
Yeah. Okay, that was a big Texas A&M and UT game. All right.
There you go.
The call-in number.
Right, Austin, right.
We want to put out the call-in number again. That's for all our listeners out there, if you'd like to call in and talk to the good doctor. It's 1-800-259-9231.
Doctor, I have one question here that came up earlier in the first hour.
Sure.
And it was about the sun. Are we experiencing a very, very dangerous period of sun activity right now?
Gosh, I don't know. I know. I mean, you get the sunspot cycles. I really don't know. I don't think so, but we might be. I don't know.
I know several years ago there were outbursts that took out some, satellite systems,
right.
Things like
well,
that.
Well, you do get these sporadic storms. You know, you get storms that, radiation storms in the upper atmosphere and stuff like that.
Right. You know, when I'm talking to my dad, he's up in Alaska, he'll
mm-hmm.
say, I'm watching the lights. We're on the phone. He says, when are you coming up?
Well, we're getting more particles in on the North and South Pole, huh?
Oh, God.
Well, I think he's in Anchorage these days. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I saw the Aurora Borealis once, but it was in the summertime, so I actually didn't see it when I was in Alaska. I only saw it in the northern Yukon Territory.
Oh, cool.
Or northern British Columbia, actually.
Oh, that's beautiful up there, isn't it?
Oh, God. Well, it's pretty much desert, actually. And Alaska's beautiful, but it's desert.
We're going to be coming back in just a few minutes, Doctor.
Sure.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-4604. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-4604. That's 1-800-771-4604.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth.
Yeah, I'm George Butler and
Charlotte Littlefield.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte. What do you got going in your
George,
head?
We got a call. Scott, we got a call from San Francisco, a gentleman by the name of Alan. Alan, are you with us? Oh, Alan dropped too. Oh, dear.
There you go.
It's these breaks. They call right before the break.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, Alan, go ahead and call back. We'd love to take your call.
Doctor, we'd
this
like
is open line, everybody. Yeah. Free Speech America.
Yeah, Doctor, we'd like to open it up on this last segment and sort of express to us where you think this whole field is going and what kind of.
We got Alan back, George.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Scott, we got Mr. Alan back from San Francisco. Alan, are you
Hello.
With us?
I am.
Okay, great. Go ahead. What's your question?
So I wanted to ask, a lot of times with things like this, Dr. Chubb, you hear a lot of, because I've been following off and on, like, alternative energies for a little while,
mm-hmm.
and you hear good reports, and you're making some good points about spa war and all that, and it seems like right when they come close to culmination, it seems like they fall off of the radar and stop being reported on, and one wonders where they do go. And also, I was wondering what you thought of all the geothermal, the tidal, solar wind possibilities. They all say that none of them are comparable to coal or gas, natural gas or nuclear power. But if they were all, if there was a comprehensive plan by government or business to use them in unison,
mm-hmm.
where they might be most effective, do you think that would work out better?
Well, I think some of the technologies are well tuned to particular environments. They have limitations, you know. I mean, the classic example is trying to do solar in New York City.
Right.
Just, you know. Now, the fact is, though, actually, the alternative technologies have not been invested in. And so nobody really knows a lot of these answers. If you talk to somebody like Amory Lovins, for example, he'll say that if you took an area that's 100 miles by 100 miles, you could do a lot. You could, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But now with regard to the question of these things sort of disappearing, I don't think they really disappear. I just think they're there. It's just you don't hear about them.
Uh-huh.
The coal fusion example is classic. It was driven underground. It never went away. You sort of see it in little spurts, you know. There were because it wasn't appearing in the mainstream scientific journals, it got sort of driven underground, but it kept going. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, you see these sort of, I mean, I remember Gene Mallow making a big deal about the saint.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they actually portrayed it as, you know, that Pons and Fleischmann had discovered something in the saint. And that was a revelation to a lot of people. You know, so it just happens. It's there. In the case of cold fusion, or it's now called condensed matter nuclear science, because it really wasn't a colder version of fusion. It was different. You're seeing it, there's a tempo picking up. Now, and the internet has helped here, but just the interest and the experiments and the results. The Spa War stuff really is monumental. SRI, right near you. SRI is in Palo Alto. They've done great stuff. D2 Fusion, I think it's in Culver City. Is that the name of it? You know, so there's a lot of stuff happening in the Bay Area, actually.
It's an interesting point you make about the investment, because everyone seems to think that oil has always, throughout history, been cost-effective.
Right.
And it's like, I'm sure at the inception, like, you know, 1900, turn of the century, that it was amazing ramping up an investment that to get it. Now every kid carries a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school in a plastic bag that's derived from petroleum.
Yeah.
And we've reached that point through an amazing investment. No one's willing to factor that into alternative energies. But thanks a lot for your time and answering my question.
Well, you know, there's a comment I'd make about that, is that there are a lot of private investors who are starting to get interested in alternative technologies.
It seems like whoever, quote-unquote, gets there first is in for a huge windfall.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I hope we're in for a big windfall. I'd like to see the world change.
I agree. We are in trouble.
Yeah, we
need all the good energy sources we can get.
Well, it's interesting. I went to a thing called the Green Salon in mid-October. I was totally surprised by what happened. This was at the home of Dr. William Hazeltine. Well, I didn't even, you know, I didn't have a clue. Dr. William Hazeltine was the founder of the Hazeltine Corporation, the largest defense contractor in the world. It was really bizarre. I almost didn't go. It was just a very sort of nebulous thing, and I did go, and I brought these copies of Infinite Energy magazine. I walked in the door, and I went up to the, what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I went up to this sort of Arabic-looking guy, introduced myself to him, and he said he was the ambassador of Saudi Arabia.
Well,
and this other woman came up, who was Hazeltine's granddaughter, and somebody from Washingtonian Magazine took a picture of us. Now, the point is, it was a really novel gathering. At this gathering, former director of the CIA, Jim Woolsey, made the comment that the tree huggers were getting together with the Department of the Military-Industrial Complex, and they were going to change things. So the dialogue is expanding.
Good.
It's like people are beginning to look at alternatives, and it's like, well, you know, how's it going to happen? Well, it is investors. That's what really makes things happen.
And dialogue. I agree with
Alan, thank you for your call.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Call back again.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
So, Scott, what can we, let's go off and look at practical, let's go to where the future is. What are the practical applications that you might envision the world changing as a result of these technologies? Let me tell you a little story. I was talking to my fifth grader, bright little girl, and I was saying, well, you know, it's heat and this, and I was explaining it to the best of my abilities. And she said, well, Mom, we could make steam engines then. They don't pollute.
Well,
and I thought, well, you know, I bet a water heater. You know, we could start with the water heaters or whatever.
Well, that's where it's going to begin.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's close to that now. There are other ways of doing the kind of effect. There's a guy named Roger Stringham who has a company called First Gate, and he's been doing very, very small forms of the cold fusion that are sort of scalable. And, yeah, he's getting to the point where it's not much heat, but you can sort of heat up water.
Well, you know, I would personally, if I could, you know, unplug my water heater from the wall, turn off the gas, whatever, and drop something inside of there knew wasn't going to contaminate me but would keep my water hot.
Well, it's close to that point. In order to really make the thing keep going, you have to get out about four times as much energy as you put in. At that point, you get what looks like a perpetual motion machine. And, you know, it's not quite there, but it's going to happen. The the implications are quite startling. If you go to the www.lenr.org website, there's a book by Jed Rothwell that you can download for free. And Jed really does a good job. And he, you know, and he points out that eventually you'll have a situation where you can take ordinary seawater, use the cold fusion process to create enough energy to desalinate seawater and to pump it to deserts.
Right. Isn't that that's what everybody talks about, of the future wars will be not about oil, it's going to be about water.
Well, that's another question.
Yeah.
But we're talking about deuterium here, and that's, you know, one part in 6,000 of water, so it's not, that's not the real problem. The interesting thing is, you can actually, the energies are so fantastic, you can talk about getting rid of global warming just by reforesting the world using cold fusion.
Right. I had listened to an architect on the internet the other day, and he was talking about, wouldn't it be great if when we drove a vehicle, the emissions actually helped the environment in some way rather than cause the deterioration?
Well,
and that, you know, looking at our environment and living in such a way that we make the world a healthier, better place.
Well, that's an interesting point, interesting thought.
Yeah.
But in the cold fusion situation, all you're doing is creating helium, which doesn't interact with anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's not that it's necessarily helping the environment. It's just, it's a non sequitur. I mean, it just goes away.
Right.
No pollution.
Scott, we've really enjoyed you this evening. Thank you for joining us.
And, well, it's my pleasure.
And I want to make a special thank you also from the bottom of my heart, because I believe you're very sincere at what you're doing.
Oh, I am.
And you are really trying to make a difference in this world, and that's what we need.
Well,
people,
George,
like yourself.
I appreciate that very much, and you're doing a good job, too. Your program is excellent.
Well, I think you made this program for us.
Thanks.
No, but I mean, your network and what you do.
Well, we're trying.
You're
trying,
idealist, too. And that's what counts.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You take care. It's nice
okay.
talking to you.
Right, thank
bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Y'all continue to listen to us out there. We have guests like Dr. Scott Chubb on. We're going to have more people like that, but this doctor had a lot to say tonight, very meaningful things, and for the future of this world.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People